From San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Thursday, August 11th, 2022, and it is 2:08 p.m. when I'm recording this. I am in my truck doing this on the Backpack app, just leaving Pacifica. My friend Haj and I went fishing today at Half Moon Bay. Haj is a fellow kayak fisherman who bought an actual boat. It's a 17-foot fiberglass hull boat, and we went out trying to get salmon today. He's been going out the past couple of months, and they've been tearing them up. And of course, when I went out there, we didn't get any salmon. As soon as we dropped the line, or as soon as we started trolling, I got one on and was reeling it in, and got off at the I got about 20 feet from the back of the boat and reeling my ass off, and it got off. Lost that. Got another couple of bites, some scratchers and stuff. Didn't get anything on. Then we decided to go farther out, and he said that it's probably not going to be a great, it's starting to slow down in Half Moon Bay. We're running off the road here. But when we went to a different spot, we were trolling, and I got a huge lingcod on the line trolling, and it got off because it was a barbless hook, and a lingcod has very sharp teeth, and it just bit the whole line and got off at the boat. Then Haj caught a huge black rock fish, and then I caught a huge black rock fish, and then we started catching a bunch of rockfish. And I thought, all right, I'm going to rethink my fishing now, because it looks like rockfish are tearing it up, and I'd like to at least go home with some fish. So we changed our setups and went a little bit farther. I'm running off the road. Went a little bit farther to where the reefs are at Half Moon Bay, and ended up with a nice sized cabazon, which is a type of rockfish. It's a really good eating fish. I caught that. Really nice cabazon. Not my personal best, but a decent cabazon. Caught 8 rockfish. 2 of those were huge black rockfish, and some decent sized brown rockfish. A few China rockfish, 1 olive rockfish. That was actually the first one I caught when I was trolling for salmon. Haj got caught up in the rocks or something, and I had to reel my line in and to get out of his way, and turned out there was a fish on, because we were fishing in the there were kelp beds right there, and they're very easy to get caught up in the kelp beds, especially when you're trolling. So I ended up with 8 rockfish, a cabazon, and Haj had a bunch of salmon in his freezer, so he gave me a salmon, and I gave him the cabazon. So I'm coming back with 7 rockfish and some salmon. So all in all, a good day. Beats a day at work, because I finished the job yesterday and fished today. So I'm on my way home now to clean some fish. Gutted them already out there, and as soon as I catch the fish, I cut their gills out so they bleed out. They come. The meat looks a lot better when you do it that when you do that. As soon as you catch them, as soon as I catch them, I cut the gills out. And most people don't do that, but I do, because all the blood, it drains the blood out, and it's a humane way for the fish to die rather than let them flop around on the deck until they suffocate. And the meat comes out. I don't know if it comes out tasting better, but it comes out looking better. And rockfish is my favorite kind of fish to eat. So I'm just as happy getting rockfish than salmon. Although salmon is fun to fight, and you know, when you get them, when they're hitting hard, it's a very fun day. But today, I think today was a fun day. So I'm happy. Thank you, Haj. If you happen to be listening to this, I don't think he will, because he doesn't even know. I don't even know if he knows I do a podcast. Because I don't usually brag to people that I don't know that I do a podcast. Anyway, yeah, there's my fishing recap. Fishing with Butler at Half Moon Bay. Came back with some fish. They're in the cooler now. I'm going to go home and I'll probably just leave them in the cooler tonight on ice. Tomorrow, late morning, I will take them out of the cooler and scale them and then process them, you know, vacuum seal them. And I'll take some up to the mountains with me and put some in the freezer here. Tomorrow morning, I have an oil change scheduled at the dealership because this is the first oil change of this new Toyota Tacoma. Army Green. Army Reds after they get shot. This is Army Green 21 Tacoma, which I really like a lot. So this is the first oil change on this thing. I'm going to get that at 7:15 tomorrow, something like that. First one on the schedule. All the way in Walnut Creek. When I get back, I will process the fish. All right, friends. Thank you for listening to day 10 of the Dog Day, or day 11 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, where me and several other podcast nerds attempt to do a show a day for the entire month of August. RockandRollGeek.com. Please keep the audio comments coming. Got another one or two today. Thank you. Please keep more coming. It's a value for value, so if you get any value out of this mess, please put a number on it and send it to your friend Michael Butler. It's much appreciated because this is pretty much a labor of love. And Dog Days months, it's even more of an expensive labor of love because I have to change my Libsyn plan because I run out of space pretty quick. All right, friends, rockandrollgeek.com. Audio comments, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. Find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. Find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group as well. You just got to answer two questions so that I know you're not one of those people coming to raid. All right, enough of that bullshit. Find me on the Instagram, Rock and Roll Geek. Don't ask. I'll talk to you tomorrow with day 12. In keeping with the covers, this is a band called the Methadones. They have a covers album called 21st Century Power Pop Riot, I think it's called. This is a Joe Jackson cover. I think Joe Jackson was very underrated. I guess you call it the new wave, post-punk, whatever. Those first couple of Joe Jackson albums have some really good tunes on them. And this is the Methadones covering I'm the Man. I'll talk to you tomorrow, friends. Bye.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.